The next patient is Mrs. Barbara
Widener.
W-I-D-E-N-E-R. 62. This is the clinical case of a 62-year-old white female that is referred to this office because of the presence of arterial hypertension that was difficult to control. An ultrasound of the kidney was done in the first part of 2024, and it was found a increased velocity in the right coronary artery of 199 meters per second with a imaging consistent with parvus tardus. Parvus, P-A-R-V-U-S, tardus, T-A-R-D-U-S, highly suggestive of renal artery stenosis, more than 50% at the entrance of the renal artery. During the first visit, we changed the patient to amlodipine / benazepril 520, one tablet PO daily. And then she's also on
hydrochlorothiazide 12.5.
Hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligrams every day. The blood pressure at home is with a normal range. The patient doesn't have any symptoms, and she doesn't have any complaints at the present time. Unfortunately, the aldosterone has not been reported by the lab, and we don't have the renin aldosterone ratio to see whether or not we have the right to suspect a renal artery stenosis or hyperaldosteronism. Since the blood pressure is under control, we are going to continue with the same approach. The laboratory workup is satisfactory. The kidney function is very well preserved. The patient has an estimated GFR of 91 mLs per minute. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits, and there is no evidence of proteinuria. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The patient is taking a atorvastatin. We are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We spend 7 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face, 15 minutes in the documentation, 6 minutes.